Good evening, listeners, and welcome to the MacCorp Daily Podcast for Thursday, the 24th of September, 2020. And this is for all the ASX resource stocks with a share price of 1 cent or higher. And this is an information podcast only. Please read our disclaimer on our podcast page. Unfortunately, listeners, it's another day in the negative. And we'll start with the number of ASX resource stocks that were traded today with a share price of 1 cent or higher, and there were 544. That's down slightly from 545 yesterday. Of the 544 ASX resource stocks that traded today with a share price of 1 cent or higher, there were 87 with gains. That's down significantly from 220 yesterday. There were 98 with no gains. That's down significantly from 135 yesterday, and there's 359 with a loss, and that's up significantly from 190 yesterday. And that could be a record number of losses, not a record we want to have. So that's 359 with a loss today. So that's two out of the last 3 days where there's been over 350 with a loss. So we'll be keeping a close eye on that and the market in general. Let's look at the volume for today. The volume was 1.98 billion, and that's down from 2.02 billion yesterday. Therefore, the average volume has dropped to 3.64 million, down from 3.71 million yesterday. The average gain loss is at a loss. It's at a minus 2.31%. And that's down significantly from a positive 0.88% yesterday. And again, that's the second time out of 3 days that it's been in the minus 2 point something. So tough last 3 days for trading. Let's look at the good news for today, and we'll look at the top five best performing ASX resource stocks for today. And they were at number one, Triple Energy Limited. ASX code TNP, and it had a percentage gain of 93.33% today. At number two, we have Tao Commodities Limited, ASX code TAO, and it had a positive gain of 91.67% today. At number three, we have Iron Road Limited, ASX code IRD, and it had a percentage gain of 50% today. At number four, we have Encounter Resources Limited, ASX code ENR, and it had a percentage gain of 31.03% today. And at number five, there are two at equal number five, and they are MRG Metals Limited, ASX code MRQ, and also Astro Resources, ASX code ARO. And both of those two stocks had a 25% gain today. So congrats to all of those six stocks that have met the top five best performing ASX resource stocks today. Some great positive gains and activity there. Let's move on and look at the commodities today. And the best performing commodities were gold, oil and gas and copper. But a very mixed day for commodities across the board. The highest traded stock today was Tao Commodities Limited, ASX code TAO, and 35.88% of the company was traded today. And looking at project locations, across the board there was a good mix, but the standout was Murchison District, located in Western Australia. Looking at the top 20 spend over the last 12 months, the staff admin percentage versus the project spend percentage, and it's at 57%, down slightly from 58% yesterday. So effectively what that means is, of the top 20 best performing ASX resource stocks for today, of the money available in the last 12 months, they're spending 57% on staff admin and a low 43% on projects. So keep an eye on that when doing research, and always ask questions to the board as to where and why money is going where it's going. Let's look at the ERP statistics for today. and there are 141 ASX resource stocks with a share price of 1 cent or higher that use an ERP software solution, and that's the same number of yesterday. The average percentage gain loss is at a loss, and it's at a minus 3.545%, and that's down from 0.56% yesterday. So that's a huge swing in the negative there for the ERP statistics. Looking at the volume, it's slightly increased today to 531 million, and that's up from 496 million yesterday. And of the top 20 best performing ASX resource stocks for today, two of them are using an ERP software solution. And if we look at the top 20 ASX resource stocks for today that are using an ERP software solution and look at their spend over the last 12 months, it's at 39% spend on staff admin and a high 61% spend on projects over the last 12 months. So looking in comparison to the general average, it was at 57% spent on staff admin today. With the ERP top 20, it's 39%. So again, showing a lot more focus on spending money on projects when using ERP. All right, let's look at the overview of the best performing ASX resource stock for today, which was Triple Energy Limited, ASX code TNP. And they are in oil and gas, and their projects are located in China. Let's look at their spend over the last 12 months. They've spent $57,000 on projects and $347,000 on staff admin. So that equates to 86% of money available over the last 12 months was spent on staff admin, and a very low 14% spent on projects. As far as money in the bank, they have approximately 180,000 in the bank. That's excluding any recent or up-and-coming capital raise. Now looking at their market cap, it's just over 2 million. Their share price closed today at 2.9 cents, and it started the year at 2020 at 1.4 cents. Let's look at, so that's nice gains there for top 20 shareholders and directors. Let's look at the top 20 shareholding percentage, and this also includes the directors, and it's at a high 89 plus percent. So very strong, high top 20 loyal shareholding there. So that concludes our overview of the best performing ASX resource stock today, which was Triple Energy Limited. ASX code TNP, and congrats to all holders of TNP and the nice gains it had today. That now concludes our MacCorp Daily podcast for today. Thanks again for listening, listeners, and have a good evening. Good night.